With more states legalizing marijuana, a lot of pot-sniffing police dogs are getting sent off to an early retirement. At the same time, there's new demand for dogs trained to sniff out the smell a human body gives off when it's fighting COVID-19. Kathy Carter from member station WUSF takes us to a Florida hospital to meet a 2-year-old Labrador retriever who is a very good girl.
When visitors enter the lobby of Doctors Hospital in Sarasota, Florida, they're greeted by Buffy, a friendly yellow lab sporting a work vest, along with her handler, hospital employee Grace Wellsby.
What she's going to do is I'm going to walk her by you. She's going to sniff at your feet. If you do have COVID, she will lay down. If not, she's just going to walk on by, okay?
Okay.
Buffy gives a quick smell and promptly walks away, which signals the visitor is COVID-free. Buffy has been on the job since April. She was trained at Southeastern Guide Dogs in nearby Palmetto. The company specializes in service dogs to help disabled veterans and people with vision loss. But scent detection is something new for them. Training dogs for this purpose required actual samples of the virus. Those were collected by swabbing the saliva of consenting patients with COVID-19. Bob Mead, the CEO of Doctors Hospital, says the volunteer samples were then heated and deactivated to make them non-infectious.
We went through several months of figuring out, you know, not only from a logistical perspective, but all the legal requirements and, you know, how patients would feel about donating a sample for this, also keeping it safe.
Buffy and several other dogs were trained to recognize the chemicals in the saliva of the patients with coronavirus. One of the methods used was exposing the animals to competing scents like cinnamon and mint. Titus Herman, CEO of Southeastern Guide Dogs, says after several months, Buffy was able to detect COVID-19 with 95% accuracy.
These dogs have about 6 million scent cells in their noses, which is about 6 or 7 times that of humans. They can detect scents even while they're exhaling.
Buffy caught a whiff of the virus on a visitor during her first week at the hospital. Her handler says it only took seconds for the dog to recognize the scent.
I know that someone has COVID when she won't get up after laying down unless I wave a treat in front of her face.
Early research indicates positive results with scent detection programs in Thailand, the UK, and Germany. The hope is to deploy virus-sniffing dogs to public spaces. A bill in the U.S. Senate would direct the TSA to study using dogs to screen for the virus at airports. And Titus Herman at Southeastern Guide Dogs says canine scent detection could also benefit people long-term. The organization plans to train dogs to detect stress hormones for veterans suffering from PTSD.
So what we're going to be asking some of our veterans is to send us a T-shirt that they wore during the night when they had a panic attack. And we will then train the dogs to detect that veteran's specific chemicals so that they can alert the veteran before they actually happen.
Back at Doctors Hospital, there's a brief lull in activity, and Buffy is doling out a little pet therapy to hospital employees.
Buffy!
Hi. Oh, she's so sweet.
Thank you for the kisses.
But when a new group of visitors walks through the doors of the hospital, Buffy and her sensitive snout get back to work.
Okay, Buffy, search. Good girl. She did not detect COVID on you.
That is a good thing.
And a lot less painful than a nasal swab. For Here and Now, I'm Kathy Carter.